I'll call the meeting to order. This is May 12th. It's the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So Susan told me she wouldn't be here, and Stephanie's here, and I don't know about Jody, so. So the first thing we'll do is look at the minutes from the last meeting. Excuse me. Any changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Sue made the motion. Is there a second? Are you seconding, Dick?
I can't hear you yet because I'm not.
Well, if you put these in.
He has a question about the minutes.
Oh.
I got that much.
Yeah.
I can't force my desk, can I?
No.
No.
Just have to go in and
what's your question, Dick?
We doing the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. On the top where it says town reports there, I think this is what's said, but the question that I have is, it said, Lynn asked Sue if there'd been any changes to the expenditure report, and then there was a short discussion about some changes that took place. And the comment at the end of it is that it's a bottom line report. I agree, but the budget that was voted on at the town meeting was the budget committee's budget. Now, if you look at what happens with changes to the budget, because of conditions that exist after the budget was passed, and you look at what the school does for us, the school provides us with a list of, we took money out of A and put it in B. I would kind of suggest that we would ask the town of Candia to do the same kind of thing. All I'm interested in as an MBC member is, you made some changes to your budget because of something that you think needed to be done. Okay, fine, bottom line, you didn't exceed your bottom line. But where did you take it out of to put it in? Because those conditions are something different than what we discussed last year about putting money in the budget. We didn't say anything about those changes that took place. We are less than 4 months away from the beginning of the new budget. 4 months. May, June, July, and the fourth month is August. So I'd like to get a little better control of what it is happens in the process. This is my third year. One way or the other, I'm not going to be here after this term. So there are some of the things that I think we should be looking at as we do our budget. And that's one of them. The town should be able to provide us with the changes they made. I don't care if it's a long involved discussion or just we went from A to B, because we could ask questions then about, well, why did you do that? I mean, so that kind of is, I would like to ask the town the question of, Where did you take money out of? Where did you put it into? Let us know those numbers. Then, as a past selectman, the reports that we are getting from the town to compare the budget are a spreadsheet that is being put together by the town, I call her the budget and finance coordinator, Donna Becker, based on the town's financial reports. Well, when I was a selectman, I saw the reports. When they go to the selectman, they sign them up. Why aren't we using just the financial reports? Why are we using something that's been translated onto another piece of paper, and then there are something changes? We get from the school, there's your budget, it's what's in there. That's a question I'd like to, I don't know, talk to the town about. Maybe that saves them some time and money. I don't know how much time Donna spends taking the things from the town financial records and putting them into the spreadsheet. And then sometimes it's the same, sometimes it isn't. Errors happen, that happens, I don't care. But
can I explain? Can I
explain? And now I'm hoping that my machine has finally decided it's going to talk to me, and I will zoom in, and then maybe I'll be able to hear something.
Well, for anybody else who's listening, I'll explain this.
I can see your lips moving. I know what you're talking, but it is not.
Well, what do you want me to do, Dick? If I can't explain it to you, I don't know what you want me to do.
Wait a minute. Let me sign in. Then I can hear from what Cortana's hearing.
We can answer this, but I thought we were doing the minutes first.
Well, I'll answer him, and then we'll go finish with the minutes.
Well, I'll write it down for something he wants, so.
These glasses, I can't see.
You're almost done, Lynn. You're almost through it. You won't have to wear one much longer.
I know. But I never wear it with my glasses. Obviously
it's very frustrating.
It's awful.
I know, I have to pull it down because I steam
I think
up.
He's, I don't know if he changed it today or not, but I think he, and the selectmen don't do it anyway, or some of them. So, I think he changed it though, Kevin.
Do the rules apply to like this if everybody's fully vaccinated that they don't have to wear masks, or does that not apply in like public places?
No, it does.
It does.
I think it does. I just came from the gym and they removed all their social distancing,
yeah.
Everything. It's all back to normal.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with being vaccinated. No. It's just
well, there are two. Yeah, he's got two sets. If you look at the state of New Hampshire COVID,
yeah.
It's called best practices now.
It was like 10 or less or whatever,
yeah.
Fully vaccinated.
Everything's recommended.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we don't need to wear them?
No.
Well, this is her meeting. I'm not interrupting that.
But the town, I had
a big enough challenge with ours.
But the town isn't requiring that if we have our meetings that we... Is there an office policy?
I think he got rid of that. Like I said, it wasn't enforced, as you know.
I'm just trying to think. So a state isn't requiring it.
Right, so now we've gone to best practices instead of...
My work requires it.
If you're in downtown Portsmouth, you still need to wear a mask.
Yeah, because the town has a
different community. The city is requiring you to wear a mask.
Well, you know what I'll do? I'll check with Kevin before our next meeting.
Okay.
Because it's his call, and I'll see what he says.
Are you good, Dick?
Are you all set, Dick?
He's in the meeting.
I see that.
We could make a movie.
Horror film.
Are you talking about Dumb and Dumb?
Are you all set, Dick? Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
As well as I could hear you when I was at home, which was...
Not at all.
Questionable.
Well, I'm going to answer your question. Donna does not move money during the year. What Donna does is, if let's just say money would normally be moved, she will just overspend one line and show another line with a surplus. She doesn't move money. The school also no longer sends us reports about those money moves during the year. So the move in the beginning was a result of obviously the reduction in the original budget. So once there was a reduction in the original budget, Donna had to make some adjustments to make everything fit. There will be no more money moved the rest of the year. So we won't get a report from Donna showing that money's been moved around. Okay?
Well, Donna has to adjust the town accounting records to get the appropriations in the right place. So they're different then. And then she says, all right, now I make the spreadsheet read the same thing that's in the accounting records. If she isn't doing that, then how would she be able to tell whether she's overrun her budget or not?
Sue, you want to address that?
I'll try to explain it, Dick. So the only reason that the selectmen went over the budget again after the vote was we had to fit things around, and also we were doing a technology purchase. So we had to, for that $52,000, we had to take some in other lines. But the bottom line that the taxpayers approved is the same. And you'll notice we never go over in the budget. We never go over in the departments. If money's being moved, for example, I'll use Dean. If money's being moved because he doesn't need as much in communications, but they blew a couple of tires, he'll move it, but within that budget, within his department. You'll never see, knock on wood, I don't think you'll ever see that bottom line will never change, and Donna won't take money after that first meeting we had from one department and put it in another. And you can find out exactly what we voted on by going back to the minutes of the tape of that meeting.
Let me ask this then, if there's a question. Let me ask for something. Mm-hmm. I would like to get, of the Candia Town budget, the detailed reports that you get on a regular basis at the next meeting. Tell me everything that you know, the details, just a detailed report. It's not that big.
No, it's payroll and accounts.
I'm looking at it to say, did in fact the appropriations column, the expenditure that's authorized in those reports, the same as what it was when they voted, or has it been changed?
Some of the categories.
Or is it the same as what we're looking at on our report?
It is now. Some of the categories might have changed, but again, it's a bottom line budget. That amount is still what the voters voted on. And it's written that way. It doesn't give a breakdown. It's written as a total in warrant number what, 2 or whatever that we vote on. It's we tell the taxpayers this is what we want permission to vote on. And they don't see who's spending what on uniforms or anything. They give us permission to spend that. But I know what you're saying. We only sign accounts payable and payroll. You know the ones that you sign that. If you want a copy of those every week, you can. We only sign those two papers, and we get the breakdown and the support for those two categories. That's it.
We ought to be able to easily get a detailed of all of the...
Just okay, I'll check on
everything.
That.
Everything. Detailed report.
Okay.
Okay, let's go back to the minutes.
Thank you.
We're returning to the minutes.
You compare that to what we're getting on the spreadsheet. And to me, it's like...
Okay.
We're doing something that's causing her to have to do extra work.
No, she has it in the
that
computer.
That sounds like extra work.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who else she gives it to.
Well, if you want in the comments, how about we wait until after we do the minutes here?
Next year.
Okay.
That's what you see in the town report.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Okay.
Because then you have the pages that have all of the details of where they were spent. So I'm just suggesting that it would be useful for the Municipal Budget Committee to see what the detailed reports are that the selectmen see.
Okay.
So like $5.70 was spent on postage.
Yeah, and we every week we approve that before she can send any checks out. But all it is payroll.
I don't think we should be looking at the payroll.
And
the
accounts
payable. Yeah, we get that.
Well, that's what I mean. The school doesn't tell us what each teacher gets paid.
We shouldn't be looking at the payroll.
Don't care.
Well, you guys can decide.
I don't think that's appropriate.
No, I mean,
I don't think that's appropriate.
No, I don't think it matters.
See, when he first asked the question, I thought what he meant was when we build a budget next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we build a budget, say, for the budget committee $2,384.
Okay.
And if you moved money out for that $50,000, might be looking at an offset number.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah.
See, that's where I thought he was going, but then he changed it afterwards and got a little more detail.
We'll get that information if he wants it.
Can we go back to the minutes? Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Oh, you made a motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, yeah.
And Todd seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay. First thing we'll go to is the town expense report. Revenue, expenditures.
We didn't ask any questions?
I didn't see any.
I didn't see any. I looked at the minutes. I didn't see any questions from the last meeting.
I thought...
There were some for Stephanie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I meant, the one for Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm out of order. I'm out of order. That's what happens when I take my glasses off.
Just a note, Donald told you that you now have at the top of the first page there the general fund bank balance. Haven't had a chance really to do much with that, but I'm comparing that number as a, not exact, it isn't to the penny, but that is the same number that would be in your town report on the treasurer's page about December 31st, 2020. This is the amount of money that was available in the general fund. Just a bank thing.
Okay. Okay, from last meeting, the first question was we were talking about health insurance. Stephanie said she would ask about the leftover funds. I think it was the over budgeting of the health insurance account.
Well, they budget for everybody who's eligible because they have to. They don't know. It says they have funds left over in health insurance due to staff changes in elections, and unfilled positions.
Yeah, the town does the same thing.
Yeah, I mean...
You have to, just to prepare.
A year in advance, you don't know.
They say all the time.
Okay, the next one was, let's see, Todd asked about what is SPED, middle, other professional services? Nothing was in the budget, and it's $227,000.
So I'm going to read Catherine's response to the over expenditures on special ed. Candy is over in the speech, middle, and secondary lines, as well as occupational line due to an increase in required IEP services, out-of-district placements, and charter schools. Additionally, the speech and OT middle school lines were created for 2021 school year and include services previously budgeted for speech and OT elementary. SPED middle other professional services line includes contracted IEP services such as tutoring, vision therapy, BCBA services, and our ABA instructor program, as well as legal fees. It also includes a required IEP paraprofessional services to fill vacant positions. The SPED middle professional educational service line is for paraprofessional support provided in out-of-district placements as required for IEPs. So.
Okay.
Services. So we budget zero. That was your question. How did we miss it by that much? We didn't expect to spend any money?
Because kids move in, new IEPs get written.
But isn't that standard operating?
Wouldn't you anticipate that something's going to happen?
So if we just fluffed the budget by, let's say, $200,000 because we don't know what's coming in, it wouldn't be approved.
We'd probably swap.
Yep. You'd say, how can you know they're moving in? You have to go off of what you have now.
We haven't spent any of this for the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's an easy way to...
So she goes off of when you do budget, what do you have now and what do you anticipate? What you have now.
Okay.
May I ask a question? Can you leave, you don't have to leave a dollar in these lines to keep those lines open? The school doesn't?
Maybe at the end of the year, I don't know. I'd have to ask.
No.
They don't.
They don't. It's different than the town.
Okay.
And you know how we have to have a line?
Yes, to keep it open.
The school doesn't. Mm. they have their general categories, mm-hmm. you know, 2752. Mm-hmm. And if it fits into there, they can spend money even if we don't have a line. That's what the lady that was there before, Amy, Karen. That's what Karen explained to me once because we were asking about that. Okay, that sort of covers, let's see, the first two.
Yeah, that was
that sort of covers all of those questions. Mm-hmm. It's about the SPED, professional education. Okay. And I think those were the only questions, right?
Todd did have some questions about the maintenance and such. She sent out a request for everybody to get their final POs in, verify their POs that they already have so she can do the proper encumbrances, and she's hoping to have that done this week. So.
Okay.
As of this budget still, the encumbrances aren't.
Right, right.
You know, she doesn't have a final number. So. Yeah,
so.
And you had asked about all the kids that are back in school. Uh-huh. Now, I just heard the other day that they're not being allowed back because of space problems.
That was probably 2 months ago.
Mm-mm.
There was, only thing I know of is there was a student maybe going into first grade and they had to split the class and hire a new teacher, so they have two first grade classes now.
No, it might be. I'm not going to give names, but
yeah,
if
I
you follow social media, you saw it too, and then they all jumped in on it.
Yeah, that wasn't, that child's at school.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't know why people.
Well, I do. Yeah. You know that is.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
I mean, there still are some that choose to be remote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At what point does that no longer become an option?
Probably next year would be my guess. It'll
so
be discussed.
We'll continue it through this year.
This weekend, yep.
Dick, did you have a question?
I'm just looking at the budget. I was looking at the winter highway one.
We're not there yet, Dick. We're not there yet.
Not there yet?
No. But we're going there next.
And some of the supplies in the maintenance area were able to use grant funds for COVID cleaning expenses. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. Those are all the only questions we had from last time. All right. Now we're talking about the expenditure report. What was your question, Dick, on the expenditure report?
I was looking at the highway, winter highway. I understand that they've only spent that, which is the first couple of months. I'm not asking any questions, but I'm thinking to myself, that's always an issue with us of how do we handle that winter versus summer. I thought what I'd do is see what I could come up with for maybe the last 10 years as of April 1st, as of April 30th, what was the expenditures and the balance for the winter highway spending. And I know that's a function of what the weather's like, mm-hmm. and all the rest of that stuff, and we have a new road agent, but I just thought it'd be interesting to see if there's any correlation, because as a town meeting member, I sit there saying, why do we have this winter and summer? And I understand that at some point in time in the past, we had a person who said, well, why don't we put some money out in a separate warrant article, and then if you don't spend it, it's going to go back into the general fund. That seems like, why don't we do that for every line? So I thought I'd do something on that winter highway line to see if it really is worth the trouble of having one, as opposed to just putting it in the total highway budget.
Okay. All right, any other comments on the expenditure report? Questions? We're way up in revenues. No questions? Okay, let's move on to the high school enrollment report. Now, they didn't, you know, for a couple months, they were giving us a comparison from last year. Do you, Stephanie, do you have any idea how this compares with last year at this time? Okay.
Because they do it like, they do it for the elementary.
Right, and a couple times we had it for the high school, just because we were trying to check and see. So
I can ask. So financially, how does that fit in?
Well, we're trying to look
predict.
To see if
So next year going in, you'll have 8th grade. We have a total of 32.
But we don't. It doesn't end up being that. You can't always go by this to for next year. Like in high school, some kids drop out. So
from 8th grade to 9th grade?
No, in high school.
Oh.
We
I'm just curious how that goes. Like, so they're budgeted and it's like a financial. So I'm wondering how.
It just shows us, you know, like we've obviously, we see that the school
trend
population is dropping. Not maybe it's not dropping anymore. But if the high school population is dropping, then obviously that should affect how much we budget for high school tuition. So it's nice for us to know how this compares with last year.
Yeah, I think she bases high school budget off of current moving up, and then what will move up from 8th grade, from what I understand.
Well, that's a maybe, but that when isn't that a drop? I mean, you got 42 and 32.
So this year, high school tuition didn't drop because of the price increase?
Yeah, but I mean, right, I get that. But isn't it just a simple calculation then that there's 10 less kids, 11,500, it's 111, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it's not that simple, but that's
I mean, I just was like purposes. Wondering if this is more like a school board issue or a budget issue?
I consider it a budget issue. Where you guys
planning.
Do whatever you want. I mean, if
yeah,
you want
for planning. So when we go next year to do the budget, she'll plan on, all right, what do we currently have? So like next September, she'll say, all right, what do we currently have? What do we have coming up in the ranks? What do we have graduating? And then she'll.
And, you know, as we look at the increase in the school budget, we also look at the decrease in the population. Well, if the high school is not decreasing, that tells us something. Because they're expensive to send those kids to high school.
Yeah,
So that helps us consider whether the school budget, when it goes up or down.
Yeah, so you don't want these just at budget time. You want them every month, the comparison.
Sure, whenever we get one of these, it'd be nice. Mm. And we got it before, we did. Does anybody else remember that?
Yeah,
or is it just
me? Yeah. No, you did.
We got it before. She had a little block over here, and it just showed the totals. Not every single grade,
but
just
the
totals.
Yeah, I don't get these from Amy. These come from somebody else in the office.
Okay. But yeah, they gave it to us before.
And then because I'm losing track of time, so it's in grade 10 central, one parent pays in 11th, and in 12th, we're on the hook for those five, and then we're done with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not, okay. So that's a, okay. So it looks like on paper right now, if you just did a budget, it would be five less to central, 10 less to Pinkerton. That's substantial.
And then 32 going in. If you
right,
look
but
at
42
it.
Coming out.
Right.
42 grand. Well, not 42. Yeah, Pinkerton. Well, yeah, it is 42 because you're paying for those. So 42. Yeah, it's a dead net change of 10 minus 10.
Yeah,
and then
that's considerable.
Depending on what the tuition.
Yeah. Right. Oh well, isn't it around 12 grand? 12.5, whatever it is. It's 120 grand.
Yeah,
it's more than 12.
Depends on yes.
Oh yeah, I think it's. Yeah. Is it 18
or
not? No. It's like
it's
13
not
to 15 somewhere.
13? I thought it was more than that.
They, and depending.
That was Jody's calculation for K through. It was in that, I think it was around 18.
The cost
to
educate a student is on the MS 52 or whatever that is. Comes out each year.
Okay, then we have the Moore School enrollment report. And that gives us something we can look at, so. We've increased since October of 2020, which is interesting.
A couple families moved in.
But you decreased since.
So
I guess how you look at it, Lynn.
Well,
there are some students that are home.
We started, left, and got back. It looks like some, yeah.
So in March 2020, for now, there are some kids that are homeschooled and you can't count them.
Right.
That if some things and the current mandates change, they'll send their kids back. So hopefully in the fall we'll have a better idea.
Okay, any questions on this? Okay. Then we have the school expenditure report.
Stephanie, what do you pay substitutes up here?
It was $18, I want to say. It's $18 now.
We upped it to be competitive with the surrounding towns. Mm-hmm.
So, according to this, I know things will change by the time the school year's over, but according to this, it looks like there'd be about a $300,000 surplus. Do you expect to use most of that for repairs?
Yes.
Okay.
But then she said that there are certain revenues that we can't use, we can't encumber, like grants and things like that.
Oh, so okay.
We might still get money back, because I asked her, like, last year we planned to do projects, but then we still ended up giving back 200 and some odd thousand, and I asked her if she could get the number a little closer this year so we'd actually have a better idea of what we can work with, and she said there's certain revenues that we can't use.
But I think you're due to get a grant, the schools, because the town got it, but I think the schools are due to get a grant from New Hampshire, this, what's it called now? It's like another one of those relief things. I know the town has a big chunk that we're going to get. And I know we asked the school because we were short like 10 grand, so they gave us stuff for last year, which
is good.
We also
had to end up giving Pinkerton, I think it's 200 per student, which will be 27,000 out of the grant. So.
Yeah.
Till Lynn's comment with the 300 grand, I don't know how much then based on what you just said on the grants you're going to get back. But Matt and your group told us many times during the meetings that one of the main plans for that $2.4 million ask was not to have highs and lows and spikes of our budget. And one of the main costs was, a boiler. It cost $250,000, $60,000, whatever it was. And every time we asked to put that into the budget, it's always said that you can't and that you'll have to chop other things. Mm-hmm. But you do have it, so it's not a question, it's a point that I don't know how much this is going to be. If the boiler costs $250 and you don't have $250 and you have other things to do, I get it. But every year the school board tells us that you're going to be pinching pennies to make things. Well, it doesn't look like it.
So right now, she doesn't have the final encumbrances. She's estimating it might be around, like, $250,000. We've gotten several grants this year, which has helped us out a lot. Yeah. And in past years, we returned $470,000, $450,000. So we're 2 years on in with Amy, and we're getting it, you know, fine-tuned. So.
But, yeah. I mean, 400 to 250 is fine-tuning. It's not fine-tuned, but...
Yeah, but where does that other 227 that was spent, that was not budgeted for, that's going to come out? Had that been...
No, that just goes from a different line. Yeah. That's not...
Yeah, because we're a bottom-line budget.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, like, you can budget for a lot... Like, here, if you look...
You'll have all unders, obviously. You have to.
Other professional services, like we budgeted for, we didn't need it. You know, there are certain things like the health insurance, you have to budget for it. Because we don't know in a year and a half who's going to sign up, but we have to have the money to provide it to everyone. So.
But am I reading this wrong, where if you go to the back page and it says encumbered, it says total $1,762,903.
Wait, so where are you?
Back
last page.
Oh, okay.
So. You only have from what I understand, till June or July 1st to spend all that.
Well, so she's asked every department to go over your POs that I have, that she currently mm-hmm. has. Are they still valid? What POs are you going to be putting in between now and June 30th so that she can get the encumbrances, you know, from amount remaining put into encumbrances so that it'll be, you know.
Well, you have to have a slip, don't you?
Yes, so she has to have
each one.
Yep, so she's asked everyone for their POs for, you know.
But this is last year's budget, isn't it?
No, this is this year. Right.
This is the one that we voted
ends,
on.
It ends. It'll be over, yeah.
Yeah.
So does anybody see what I'm saying? If how can you have an amount of $1,782,000?
Well, if you look at payroll that's encumbered, she has.
Yeah, if you go down the column.
She has.
Yeah, $500,000 for
no
payroll.
Salaries.
And
the New Hampshire retirement.
$72,000 retirement.
We know.
Yeah, okay. Stuff like that.
So in June, she gets exactly what is going to be encumbered. Mm-hmm. So that would might go down. And could you have that to spend? Or you'd find something from your master list that you want to spend it on?
So when we have an idea of what we have to spend, mm-hmm. on Saturday, we're having, and it's public,
okay.
we're having our annual planning meeting to discuss, you know,
what are our priorities?
Mike Davey went
yeah.
over the list and said, here's your most important, mm-hmm. and this is how much it is, and then we'll decide what we can spend it on.
Send us check.
Richard, this is still a year back from the one that we did
yeah.
in the fall.
Yeah, this isn't the book.
Well,
yet.
It doesn't
right.
match out, yeah.
Okay.
Because I asked her, why are why is there so much in the amount
right.
remaining? How did we,
yeah.
you know, what did you do? Budget wrong or whatever. And she said she's going through that this week, so we'll have a better idea of what's actually encumbered this weekend.
Okay, any other questions on the expenditure report?
Okay.
And the income report? The catastrophic aid, that's the special ed stuff we didn't anticipate? Or is that
mm-mm.
a set amount?
So. No, that's not special ed. I'll have to ask her what that exactly is. But I don't know, because there's the kindergarten. There's something that changed, and it went into a different category. Last year.
Other state aid? Is that the Keno money?
we'll get that.
Hey, we should get some Keno money.
We didn't vote for it, did we?
But there's still
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you have it or not.
You
still
get your, it's just a percentage.
You still get
yeah.
your share. Whether you have it in
I wonder if that catastrophic, did that have anything to do with the COVID bunch or something you might have got?
That's
I
what
don't
I would
think
pay.
So.
Like,
because that's a lot more than even was budgeted, right?
$222,860.
Well, what do they call the money that we get? Let's say that we have a special ed kid that moves into town that costs us $1 million and we don't have it. There's a...
We have...
is that our, is that
we
our
have
fund?
A fund. We have a fund that has 200 and some odd thousand.
Yeah, okay,
that
so that's for. What I'm thinking of is the fund that we have. Okay. All right. So, but this is looks like state aid, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay. But I wonder if that's because the state's just finalizing their budget, just voting on it, so they don't know how much they can afford to give the schools.
Well,
that's for the next 2 years, though. Yeah.
Mm. We got $222,000. I don't know
that's
if that's
right. We already got that.
Yeah, we already got that.
I said, I keep getting these years mixed.
So
you know.
I don't know. Okay.
So if we, just for example, wouldn't that offset the budget? Because that's money you hadn't expected on the revenue side.
Yeah, that's why your taxes can go up or down when we add it all together.
Right, so
that's part of the funds that we can't spend at the end of the year.
If there's $300,000 right now, then really there isn't that much if you factor in
right.
this $222,000
right.
that we hadn't budgeted.
Right. So.
Right.
I guess technically, but at the end of the day, it's there.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It comes back to the town. We can't spend it.
Well, yeah.
Right.
You can spend as much as the school needs, and then what you have excess.
No, but there's some aids and grants and stuff
that
we
you can't.
You can't encumber.
You can't spend it. It only can be spent on what's intended.
Yes, it might be a playground.
It goes back to the town. Because last year we gave back $200,000 and I asked her, like, where did we get that?
Why so much, yeah.
Can you ask her what that line is then, that catastrophic aid stuff?
Yes.
I knew what it was about.
And then you'll know on Saturday, like, a better idea of what's actually gonna be left over?
Yes.
Okay. It just, I mean, on paper, it looks like there's quite a substantial amount. But again, it'll be dissolved if you can't carry it, but.
Okay, any more questions on the revenue report? All right, any other issues?
I don't have an issue, I just had a question. I'm late to the party on the, whatever they're calling it, safety complex in town. But it looks like there's an advisory group that is putting together plans or proposals for the town. I just wondered why there was no member of the budget committee invited onto that board and why it's a major expense for the town, why one of us wouldn't have been asked, or if we will be reviewing that budget.
I think he asked for volunteers.
Who?
Brian asked for volunteers.
Was that in writing? I mean, I never heard of that.
I don't know.
It looked like when people went to the meeting, they got asked to help. But if you didn't go to the meeting, you didn't know about the meeting, or you haven't been to any of the meetings, then you're not going to get selected.
Are you interested?
Well, one of us should. I personally think that somebody should be on it.
Well, I think
it's a good idea, and not to give opinions. I'm not there to say we need it or we don't need it. I'm there to say, or any of us would be there to say, this is how much it's going to cost you.
Because aren't they considering property right now? That's what they're doing.
Yeah. I think. I mean, I've only read the minutes, so I'm really not too in. I don't know any more than, well, you probably know a lot more than me, but it looked like there was a couple pieces of land that they were potentially looking at. But I just thought that anything that, when it comes to costing the taxpayers money, one of us should be on that advisory board. But if it's a matter of just talking to Brian, then I'm sure that I can do that.
Or Sue, you can come back to us and tell us what the plan is.
Are you on? You're not on it anyway, right?
No, but like Dean went to one because they were saying things that he didn't quite agree with after he read the minutes. And so he went to the next meeting and Brian said, what do you think about the fire department needing it? And like that. And he gives his opinion. So that's hard. You have to keep up with things, you know. It's really hard to be a volunteer.
This is not financial, so it's probably just my personal opinion as a taxpayer, but the chief of police should be on the advisory board of a safety complex that's going to be the fire department, right? Are they moving it, or are they not moving that?
Dean doesn't think that the fire department needs any spot there now.
Okay. All right,
I don't want to speak for him, but it should be in the minutes. Or the audio, I still think the audio gives a lot more information than, but you can ask him about that. I mean, I think he's welcome to come. He has two firemen who are going, but they don't always agree on things. Dean's very frugal, so.
That's a good point, though. I mean, if he has a formal committee.
There is a formal committee.
So then he should have. I agree with you. I'll send him a note too, saying that doesn't seem right.
I was going to say something, but I figured as long I'm not going to speak out of turn for the group, but I think that I thought that anything that affects us financially, one of us should at least be present. Yeah. And then you can bring back things to us.
Bring it back to share with the group.
Yeah.
But with the Jesse Remington thing, there was no one present who's on this. And that's a lot of money. No one was. It's a trustee. And there's three trustees, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
And that's a 10-year commitment.
But that's, I don't think that's quite on the same ballpark as a safety complex.
The town's not giving any money for that.
We don't think.
What's that?
The Jesse Remington, you're talking about the library?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get the lease online.
Are we making money on the deal?
You can get the lease online and make your own decision.
So we're moving forward with it then. They are.
Yeah,
the majority of the board.
The warrant article passed.
Yeah, it was approved.
Okay. Yep. So they just started starting their fundraising event, fundraising.
They've got the money. They didn't need it. They want to start now. They didn't have to get the $150,000. for some reason. They wanted to start right away. I thought they had to raise money too, but I guess they don't.
They're asking.
They're asking you for money?
They've started a fundraising campaign.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
Jesse Remington.
Yeah. When?
I got my letter the other day.
Oh, I guess they don't.
I was going to say, if we're heathen.
Yeah, we're heathen.
Really? Oh, just the membership of the church?
No,
my kids play sports for
other people.
Hmm.
I don't know how they picked who they sent letters to.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But they did send letters out looking
for
contributions.
I threw it away and didn't know what it was.
I didn't know that.
No, they probably sent it to us because our kids play sports for
them.
Oh, for them, you mean?
And we've donated before, so.
Okay, anything else we'd like to bring up?
Are we meeting next month?
Yeah, it's July. It's July we take off. Let me make myself a little note.
July.
Well, I'm trying to make sure that I remember because it's like
June 9th.
June 9th. Oh.
Don't schedule
I'm gonna ask if Matt
ride.
Can come.
Huh?
Don't schedule mowing and ride.
I have a mowing
high school thing
that years ago, and oh my God, it was the best thing I ever did.
Although
I do miss riding around on my lawnmower, listening to my books, and just not, it's the driving to each location and getting on and off the trailer and all of that was the hassle.
You're not going
to
have money for gas pretty soon, so.
Oh, no.
I won't get you going on that.
The pipeline has been reopened. It doesn't matter. Oh, yes, it's
okay.
All going
to
be
wait,
gone.
Before we go on, would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I will motion that we adjourn.
Katrina moves to adjourn. Bob seconds.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dick? Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry that I don't know where you are on the agenda.
We were adjourning.
I begged, okay. I begged. I spent $40 getting those just to make it easier.
Can you return them?
I'll use it with my husband because I know he can hear me and he says he can, so I'll have him turn it.
That's just male selective.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
the
husband.
Yes. Exactly, that's what I got.
Give him the hearing aids, it won't matter. Still won't hear you.
He tries to blame the tools. Yeah, right, Dean.
Thank you.
Oh, we got handouts.
Much pass those around. Don't be extras.
Oh, he's got that.
What is this?
Oh, it is. What weight is that?
Huh?
That's nicer than anything the town has.
That's expensive paper.
What year is
it? Okay. Where's an extra for me so I can see what's going on? Last year, 2020, the Municipal Budget Committee put together a impact of the property tax, and they put it out to the people. I believe that was incorrect, if I can say that, okay? Now, I've been involved probably 40 years in town finances and trying to figure out how we can somehow understand what the relationship is with property taxes and expenditures, appropriations. Now, this piece of paper that I gave you, if you go into the town report and you look how the tax rate was put together, this is exactly how it was put together. Now, if you look at this on where it talks about tax rate impact, see that percentage?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the town impact of money is half what is actually being spent because property taxes are only 2/3 of the revenue. The other is all the people that are going in there and putting in $1 million for car stuff. So if you got a $3 million budget, and $1 million of it's over there, you can't say that the impact on the property tax rate is exactly what the dollar is that you've got in your appropriation. And on the school side, it looks like it's a school total, I got 75.9. Now, those are the numbers, I don't guarantee that that's perfect, but those are the numbers that comes out of the form that's in the town report that shows you how the tax rate is developed. I'm sitting here, I'm a veteran. Well, one of the warrant articles was to increase the veterans credit from 3 to 5. That's 100% impact. Because it isn't offset by anything. I was just thinking recently about the amount of money that is put into the reduce the tax rate because it's money that was left over from the year before. Well, if you look at the state listing, which tells you what happened to all of the different towns, there are towns, cities in the town in the state of New Hampshire that do not have anything as an unreserved fund balance. Nothing, zero. They just automatically roll it back. Now that's not bright.
I didn't think it was legal anymore. I thought
because
it had to be
I go back a long ways, but I go back looking at the town reports. Mm-hmm. When they first started the town, think about the first budget they put together. They didn't have any revenue, so the selectmen had to loan the money to the town, which is why they have a statute that says if you don't have enough money, the selectmen have to put it in. Well, they eventually get it back with interest. So, you need money in your general fund, in your unreserved fund balance at the end of the year to be able to have the cash to pay the things. Like, you still have half of the school's thing that needs to be paid. So you should be able to see that there. You only get your taxes twice a year. Used to be only once a year, but then they said, well, you can go to twice a year. I think sometimes they're going to let you go to 4 times a year, but that just means you're spending more money putting out tax bills. So when you put together a piece of paper that says this is the impact of an appropriation, any appropriation, bottom line appropriation, whatever it is, for the town, you have to tell them the impact to your pocket out of your taxpayer or from your tax bill is, according to this, 54.97%. You got to multiply by that number. I got to go back 10 years. I'll take the last 10-year town reports. I'll make these together, and then I'll do 2020, and we'll see what that looks like. I'd be concerned that the Municipal Budget Committee is going on record to say, this is the impact for this warrant article in your tax bill. Because that's not correct. That's not right. From the school it is, well, 80% correct. But the town one, the town really should get more of a break than the school does. So that's one of the things that I'm saying. No. This year, I think you should, I'll put together some stuff, but that's a concern I have.
So,
okay.
So what does this help us do?
Where's the next one?
So, I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't.
Dick, what does this help us do?
Like the wall one? Huh? There's no offsetting revenue, so the impact is the impact.
So what does this help us do?
The best they could with what our total valuation is. I mean, to me, it was very responsible, but that's just my
opinion. Does anybody understand, like, what is this?
Can we address the Warren articles?
Exactly. They're not going to, they don't know what
there's no offsetting revenue for those.
Revenue fund. Yeah.
What is this?
No, I understand what this is, but it serves a different purpose of what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
So I understand, but this does not this doesn't do anything for Jim that lives on North Road that says how much are my taxes. This tells him, well, my town tax is 55%. I don't know,
it
appropriation.
Add up.
It doesn't.
Well,
he wants to know.
On your bill.
I paid $8,000. Where did it go? What did it get spent on? That's I think these are serving two different purposes.
You see it on your bill.
That isn't something that you'd show the town. What that is that's the number you have to use to multiply times the appropriation for the town side to be able to say, this is the impact on your property taxes.
But it doesn't matter if it's 54% or 100%. When you get the breakdown of how much you spend, whether you're just saying that multiplier would be, our multiplier would be higher, your multiplier would be lower, to get to the same dollar impact to the taxpayer. All we wanted to do was say, Dick Snow's taxes cost $7,000 on a 2019 budget. On a 2020 budget, with the increases in the town, Dick Snow's budget will cost X. We're not telling you what Dick Snow's budget is, the percent breakout of appropriations and revenue on the town, and what your appropriations and revenue on the school. We're not telling you that. We're telling you that if your taxes were X and you vote for these increases, your taxes go to Y. That's all that we were doing.
In thinking in real general terms, that might be correct. But remember what Donna said when she put out an email that said, you aren't considering revenues. And she's right, you aren't. You can do the three-finger thing that says $500,000 is a dollar on a tax rate. I mean, that's $500,000 is a dollar on a tax rate. That's nice. But a dollar on a tax rate for $500,000 for the town side is not correct.
But we don't. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Because all we are trying to do is get to the taxpayer doesn't. Well, maybe you're different. I'm saying the general taxpayer, I don't think has any value in this. I think the taxpayer wants to know, my taxes are X. What made them X? And that's what the breakdown was.
And I agree with that, yeah.
But if they don't care that the appropriation and revenue breakdown is 54%. That doesn't, how do you then compute to say, hey, Todd Keating's taxes cost $7,000. What is 54% of a town tax rate and a 75.9% on a school tax rate? How does that calculate into my $7,500? All I want to know is what my $7,500, the value was, the school was, I forget what the percent was, the school was 60%, 65%, the town was 35%, and the breakdown was from there.
If you have an individual warrant article that is for the town and you're trying to sell it, and you have an individual warrant article for the school district, you can't use the same impact on their taxes. You're telling them, if you got a $100,000 warrant article on the town side, it's only going to cost them $50,000. And I'm going to tell them that. If I'm trying to sell that, I'm going to say the impact on the town side is less.
And but on the school side, I don't think they were trying to sell them on anything.
We're not selling
them
on anything.
They were giving them information, and I think it said estimate or something, didn't it say?
Well,
something?
It was just
to try to help them out to make a decision. I don't think they get into
well,
it.
Well,
I don't think they were that far off.
All you're taking is, ultimately, last year's tax impact for a dollar per 500,000, whatever it was in 20, we're going to do the same thing. In 2020, it was whatever that was. And then we're going to make the assumption for the 2021 budget. It's just a mathematical calculation.
Yeah, I didn't do what essentially the paper that went out in the town reports. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use these factors, and I'm going to say, here's what the true
can't
impact
do
on the tax
you,
rate.
You can as a
citizen.
Dick Snow citizen,
yeah.
But we're not going to do that as a budget committee.
Well, that's what I'm suggesting we need to do.
Oh, then we can.
But
okay.
there's no total town assessments here. It only talks about appropriation revenue. You need next year with all the building our total town assessment that's on the MS2 or whatever number it is here is going to go up. So
yes.
You have to, and that's not even on this paper.
If you vote if you go and vote for everything no, then you're not going to spend any money at all, except that you got to have a operating budget. But when somebody's sitting there looking at an individual warrant article, I mean, we did that kind of thing with the donation ones. Yes, no's based on things that we consider.
But Dick, if you just took this one, give you just one example before we go. Take the War Service credit one, okay?
That's a $1 cost.
So, but that isn't a 54% because there's no offsetting revenue for that. A fire truck, $350,000. There's no offsetting revenue. Is the tax impact. You can't multiply that by 55%.
Correct.
You're thinking of the total budget.
The tax rate, that sits there as a direct reduction. $50,000, well, whatever the amount is. It's a direct reduction on the tax.
I disagree.
It can't be.
Look in the town reports. See how they come up with a tax rate. What you should see is exactly what I put in there. So, all of those warrant articles, I'm thinking, well, whatever. Anyway, I'm showing you that.
Yep.
All right.
Miscellaneous.
The other thing I have for you is this. Did I give you a copy of this one? Okay. Now, Lynn probably has a copy of it, and Sue has a copy of it already, but I've given you things that I've put on my...
Do you want to see if there's
another?
I don't even have a
CD. You want another one, Lynn?
Go to the swap shop for CD players.
All right.
No, it's not a CD. It's a...
Yeah, it's a CD.
I put in your folders last year a CD of the Zoom meeting in September. I attended every one of the meetings that they did that had anything to do with the budget, and a few that didn't. There were four significant issues that were presented to the selectmen at the beginning of the process. Some of those cost money, some of them didn't. Anyway, one of them was the fire department. The fire department wanted to get a new, what do they call them? The people that are doing the
truck. Oh, a tower? Oh, a new service communication thing. Yeah.
Dispatch.
They were looking to do that. Okay. That was something like $40,000 at the beginning, something like that. Learned some interesting stuff. The other one was the...
Tower.
Lisa put together a presentation on being able to take the information that is developed in the planning department that relates to assessments, that relates to property taxes, that relates to the tax maps. That was $30,000. So, the other thing that we had is the capital improvement program. The planning board spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in something that Sue started a number of years ago to get a capital improvement program. Capital improvement program is a very valuable tool to be used for the budget committee to be able to say, how can we stabilize the tax rate over time? Well, we got the CIP this year. One day before, we were sitting there trying to make our final decisions. Some of the information that's in that CIP is inaccurate. It's not the best in the world.
Dick, would you get to the point?
Okay.
Where is this going?
What you get in your CD here is a meeting that I had with Chester about how they're doing all of those things with the CIP and how they did tax maps and to get the GIS and how much it cost and how long it took. So I could leave the information out there for you so you could look at it. Like I put last year, I put the donations together up there. I'll do it again. Something that you can look at to say, I'm going to have the information that I need to be able to actually make decisions. So take a look at it.
Okay.
Can I re-motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, we did.
Did we adjourn?
Yeah. Okay. Katrina makes a motion to adjourn and seconds it.
Somebody seconds it,
I will.
Please.
Todd seconds it and all in favor?
All in favor.
Okay. Thank you.